All right, and there we go with the creepy music fade out montage. I wonder if people can name how many shows they heard in that theme. Are you there, Farooz?
Yep, I'm here.
Very cool. So obviously on Twitter we see some people didn't know exactly what was going on, which is kind of like in the theme of the Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what, I saw that on Twitter and it was a little bit confusing, but then I also saw that some people hadn't seen the show, so that could also be an issue.
So if for someone who hasn't seen the show, can you sort of give the Reader's Digest version of it?
Well, I guess it's just basically every episode is a completely different story, and it's just different weird, creepy things that happen in either a small town or a city or anything. Like, anything can happen in this show, and I think that was where we definitely try to do in our show. It's just, like, every random thing that we could think of that was just kind of, like, weird.
Yeah, and usually there's always, like, some, not often. There's often some unexpected twist at the end or where someone is on a path and then they get something that they weren't expecting. And in some ways, often it's sort of a just rewards, but often it's quite unfair as to what they get. So it's like the Twilight Zone is a little bit inertia. You know, it doesn't really care about happy endings per se.
Yeah.
So can you outline a little bit about what the different episodes we heard were and who did them?
Yeah, well, we had three poetry readings, which were all about either like the Twilight Zone, or mine was about just like a kind of a different dimension of where the Earth could take us. We also had the Twilight and Twilight Zone like mashup, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah,
Twilight is, I wouldn't say it's like our modern day Twilight Zone, but I think it's kind of, it's another really popular thing that's also out of this world because it's all about vampires and stuff.
Now, who did that one?
I'm pretty sure Laura did that one.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we also had the Yoda and Will Ferrell one, which was just hilarious. And another thing that was just totally random, but also like pretty weird. And I can't remember who did that one. It was, I think, either Dylan or Cole.
Right.
And what else was on there?
The last one with they're so delicious.
Oh, the So Delicious one. That was Casey. Yeah, that was a little bit really creepy, but really awesome. She did a really good job on it.
Yeah, definitely. And those kind of audio cuts were I think you got inspired. Some of these are more or less DS-106 audio assignments, like the poetry reading ones, and the dialogue mashup is supposed to be. It's an audio assignment where you take two different shows and you cut their dialogue so it acts as if these different characters are in conversation with each other. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how it was to produce the show. Did you guys all work independently? Who kind of stitched it all together?
Yeah, so we mainly talked through Twitter, and we had a Google Hangout last week that for some reason, Windows 8 doesn't want to use Google Hangout. I figured it out after the fact, but we all worked it out, and we did our own little thing. We all decided what assignments we were going to do, and I think that just the weirdest thing was that we'd never met each other, like, in person, so it was a little bit difficult to kind of arrange that. Like, I've had plenty of group projects, and we all talked about, like, we've had group projects, but we've never had one where we, like, totally work almost independently and, like, never meet. But then over the weekend, me and Dylan and Cole met because we were available, and we just kind of like listened to it, put them together. And really, Dylan all the audio was done on his computer, and he stitched together, and we just all worked together to see which what order we wanted it and stuff. But yeah, it was weird seeing people in person that I've talked with all semester, but not actually had a face-to-face conversation with.
And it's kind of ironic because, you know, you're all on the same campus, and, you know, UMW is not a huge campus, but it's interesting that you still, of course, in any environment, there's people that you don't know. So it sounds like the meeting together definitely did help.
Yeah, it did help. I mean, I think it's also because, like, we're all different majors and different, we wouldn't really necessarily be in the same areas. So I guess maybe that's why we haven't met before.
So what would you say, like, what are the lessons from the Twilight Zone? So, Silent Spring was kind of like an early warning to the dangers of the environment. Some would say that we're facing it right now. Obviously still relevant today, but, how does that put us in the Twilight Zone?
I think I put this in the twilight zone because, like you said earlier, with like there's always like a path that you can take in the show, and I think the warning that you get from the show is like an alternate dimension, I guess, and then you can choose the way you want to go. We can either choose to go in a completely destructive way and not have, you know, a very pleasant place to live, or we can go in a better way and, you know, have all the things that we need and have, you know, a utopia with, you know, no ridiculous oil prices and, you know, all this pollution and stuff. And that was my take on it, at least. I woke up one morning and I was like, Silent Spring, it's totally an alternate dimension.
Yeah, no, I think it's a brilliant combination that probably, you know, I wouldn't have thought of going together. And I would almost think like if a Twilight Zone episode would be one where like we did everything right, you know, and we did everything right to save the environment, but there was some unexpected consequence, like people end up with like 3 ears or aliens, you know, descend and eat us.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or like a meteorite comes and hits us again or something.
Yeah. So it was really good because, you know, it's a lot of variety. So, you know, again, I would say probably, you know, I know, is that Cole or Dylan who's doing the narration?
I'm sorry, the what?
Who was doing like the narrator as the, like the host of the show?
Oh, you thought it was Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. And he definitely like introduced the segments. I think like on This American Life, it might have helped a little bit to sort of set things up, like in a way on This American Life, they kind of tie things together into a theme to kind of connect to different episodes, which, you know, I know it was a challenge because everybody did different things.
Yeah, I definitely think so. We also chose him because we thought he had the best radio voice.
Yeah, he did. No, it worked really well. No, I congratulate you. It was a good show. I like the variety and the mixture of things. And for me, I know it definitely tapped into some of the eeriness feel for the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else that you may want to share about the show or kind of say in retrospect, lessons learned, et cetera?
Definitely wish that I didn't go to Florida for spring break so I could have worked on it more.
No, you're supposed to go to Florida.
Yeah, I know. I was actually on there for a research trip, so it wasn't all fun and games, but I couldn't have my computer there, so I had a little bit less time than I was hoping to have. But I think it went really well, and I liked it. It was fun. It was interesting.
Yeah, and I know, you know, the group shows are definitely a challenge for all the logistical reasons, and there is supposed to be something that you get out of doing this, but you can rest assured that the rest of the semester you get to work on your own.
Okay. I mean, I like group work. This was a lot easier than the other ones, considering we just kind of, like, put it together, but it was just weird with the not interacting. Like, I couldn't pull somebody after class and, like, have a conversation. It was all through, like, Twitter.
Right. Well,
that
could be our Twilight Zone, you know, future, is that all we do is tweet to each other.
Pretty much. Let's hope that's not the case.
All right. Well, it's up to you to do something about that. Okay.
Okay.
It's a big responsibility.
I'll try my best.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. I know Lara was out there listening, and maybe some of the other team members were. For anybody who else is listening, I've set up all the shows that they're going to rebroadcast later in the week. They're scheduled on the DS106 radio station. So every day for the rest of the week, you can tune in and listen to these, I think at 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, unless someone jumps in with a live broadcast, but they're in the audio rotation. Nancy just said they need to have a DS106 meetup. Yeah, you guys should have a party at the end of the semester and celebrate surviving this course.
Sounds good.
or everything else that goes on in the semester. So thanks for coming on to tell us and introduce the show, Firouz. And we're going to switch things up for the next show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.